Hello and welcome to Natural Focus. My name is David Boag and this podcast is dedicated to being a celebration of the natural world. Over the last few days, I suppose, or over the last few weeks anyway, we've had quite a fall of snow in a whole variety of areas throughout our country. I'm in England, of course. Many of you will find this incredibly boring, I'm sure, because you have snow all the time during the winter months anyway. And others of you will be saying, but we never get snow, so what's the relevance of this particular podcast? Well, hang on, maybe you'll see what I'm talking about. Much of this country anyway, here in England, has had a fall of snow where it's, I won't say a novelty, but where it's a little bit, it's different to the ordinary, then let's word it like that. And as a result of that, you can imagine that people have been contacting me and asking me if I've got any opinions about photographing snow, whether I've got any ideas about photographing snow, how to make it look really good as it does, for want of a better way of wording it. Have I got any thoughts on that? Well, of course I've got thoughts. I've got thoughts about everything, full of my own opinions, I suppose. I just thought I'd talk about that for a little while anyway. I think one of the key features of snow is that it transforms the countryside dramatically. It is probably one of the most dramatic sort of instant transformations that occur on a regular basis within nature. And it is extraordinary how that just these minute, delicate crystals of ice can so transform a landscape in just a few hours. The effect of snow is to turn what we might describe as the familiar and the ordinary into something extraordinary, something exciting, something new, something different. And so it has that kind of effect. And what we want to do in our photography is to try to capture that kind of thing. If you're not a photographer, it doesn't matter. You can still enjoy it, enjoy the beauty, the spectacle of it all. Of course, we know about it being uncomfortable and cold and all that kind of thing, but we can still enjoy the visual aspect, the visual beauty of the snow. You don't have to photograph it, I suppose. Really, the principles of photographing snow are just the same, really, as photographing any other form of landscape. Yeah, something good in the foreground, something strong in the foreground, and then a middle distance and a distance, that kind of thing. Even if the distance really fades out into an ethereal kind of atmosphere. But you really need something strongly in the foreground. So that's really, it's the same principle as any form of landscape photography. But the problem occurs, really, it's a technical kind of problem, because the camera, whether it be a digital or a film camera, it makes no difference. The camera assesses the world as being kind of average grey. I mean, it doesn't know what you're photographing. It doesn't know whether you're photographing a sheet of white paper or a lump of black coal. It doesn't know that. And it just assumes that everything, it kind of averages everything out to be averagely grey, for want of a better way of wording it, yeah? But of course, snow and a snow scene isn't grey. And so therefore, really, ideally, you should deliberately, slightly, I was going to say overexpose, but allow the exposure to be slightly greater for snow, so that more light hits the film, more light hits the digital chip than would normally be the case. More light, not less light, because we want to make the snow white. So, I suppose there's two approaches. Either you can just use it on automatic, a camera on automatic, and then if you're using digital, then of course in that situation you can actually enhance the photograph on the computer. You can actually turn the snow white. You can brighten it up and lighten it. You can't do that on film, of course. And so if you're using a film, what you need to do is to, having taken a normal meter reading, and then to deliberately open up the aperture one stop, possibly. Sometimes, I tell you what I've done, in some situations, I've actually taken a meter reading of the blue sky. If the sky is blue, of course, it might be a grey sky or a white sky, but if the sky's blue, I've taken a meter reading of the sky, believe it or not, and I've used that meter reading to take the photograph. But let's not get bogged down with too much technical stuff. There's more to snow than getting exposures right. You can often nowadays sort out the exposures on the computer. Wow, haven't things changed? When I go back a few years, there was no sorting stuff out on a computer. If you didn't get it right first time, you never got it right. It was as simple as that. As you know, I work on specific commissions, and I'm currently working on commissions that actually involve capturing the four seasons. So I really wanted to get something of snow, and we just had a very small fall in this particular area where I am in southern England. It really wasn't enough. And we dashed off to the location, my wife and I, we worked together, as you would know by now, and we dashed off to the location, but really, it wasn't the kind of snow that was decorating every branch of the tree. You know, that kind of thing, because that's really stunning. It really does look good. That is the ideal situation, where all the trees, the branches are all decorated with delicate crystals of ice, and of course a vibrant blue sky behind them really adds to it and makes things much more exciting. Of course, you may not live in a part of the world where snow is a regular occurrence. I wouldn't exactly say it was regular here. It's not. Most years we see some little bit of snow, but not very much. Many people nowadays travel so much. So many of my friends go off on skiing holidays and this kind of thing, and long to be able to capture the things that they're seeing, because it really does look incredibly beautiful. There's no question about that. Hey, I mentioned that we went off to photograph snow the other day and that it wasn't especially good, but I tell you what, we got some wonderful photographs of a kestrel. A kestrel being a bird of prey that hovers. It hovers as it watches the ground beneath it for small mammals, voles and shrews and mice and that kind of thing. So it's a bird of prey that we have here in England. Beautiful bird of prey. But quite difficult, as all wildlife in England is incredibly difficult to approach. The kestrel is no exception. But when you have difficult weather conditions, snow would be a good illustration, then it's surprising how that birds that would normally be quite unapproachable suddenly seem to change in their attitude slightly and tolerate a kind of more close approach of humans. And I did manage to get some great photos. I hope so. Anyway, I haven't processed them yet, so I can't show you. But got some good photographs of kestrels, I hope. Anyway, fingers crossed. You know that kind of feeling? Anyway, the sun's shining here at the moment, and I really do need to get on out. So perhaps not quite so long today, but it was good to talk to you again. Looking forward to hearing from you. Some of you are contacting me on david@naturalfocus.co.uk. Do contact me, and I look forward to being with you again in a few days after the weekend. And have a look at my website in the meantime, naturalfocus.co.uk. And I look forward to chatting with you again before too long. Okay then, bye-bye for now. We'll be right back.